This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
That is right. It's with Nozza.
It is. I'm here.
Harriet Rose is here too.
Welcome.
Welcome to Thursday.
4 till 6. Here we are again.
Hey-o.
In your ears.
That's giving the impression of me being far away, but actually I was just dimming my voice.
I literally looked across the desk like, where is she?
Where?
I think she's in a cathedral somewhere.
I'm actually a professional voice thrower.
Ooh.
Always wanted to be. Always wanted to be.
When you were born.
When I was born.
First words. You cried and your mum thought you didn't have a room, but you were.
I clapped then as well, just so you know. Lots of plethora of talents I've got. What have we got on the show today, Tom?
We're going to have Freddie Dixon in the studio.
Yes, we are.
Followed by Hope Tala.
Yeah.
Rainy Milo.
Yeah.
And Jaquil are playing in the studio today.
Yes, and we've got Hon as well, who I chatted to the other day, didn't I?
You did, on the old blower.
Bloody ruddy had a chat, didn't I? Nice boys they are.
Good lads.
Off around the world currently, touring and such like.
Oh, some people's lifestyles.
Now, this first track we're going to play today is a bit of a matey of yours, isn't it?
Sure is. It is.
Sure is.
It sure is. Heard of it? Franco Frase with the song Lines with X Great Skies.
Ooh.
That's a good way of saying it. Say half of it and then say the end of it and say the middle of it. Franco Frase, X Lines. X Great Lines.
You are good at radio. You're so good at radio. Yes. Tom Nozza.
Hello.
Right, should we play some music?
Yes, please. Let's get this done.
State on an estate in an estate that I still owe for. If it's all smiles and it's all love, there ain't no war. Here for a good time, that's what we may go for. He said he's got it all sus, but me, I weren't so sure. He might have been right though, cause I don't see him much no more. It's all hard work, we work hard till the hard work pays off. Spent days lost, cause we blazed lots. Day job, then rave till we're waved off. Tell them all calm down now. See, it ain't worth the upset. It gets hard, but we ain't giving up yet. Love more, nah, we don't love less. I'm a king, I don't need a crown. Felt lost till I felt like I found a place where I felt like we were found. Don't tell him to stop shining off, believe me, he's a lad. The car looks puckered to me. I don't care about the 0 to 60. Got to go, got my coat, I'm on my toes. Walking your way if you're walking with me. Like-minded minds that are like ours. Dark nights, bright stars. Used to be green grass, red knees, now it's all white scars. Sitting in the chicken shop, I used to ride my bike past. In life, give it all you got, a lot of love, then it might last. We throw shapes through the lines of blurred. We throw shapes through the lines of blurred lines. We throw shapes through the lines of blurred. We throw shapes through the lines of blurred lines. We throw shapes through the lines of blurred. We throw shapes through the lines of blurred lines. We throw shapes through the lines of blur. Easy come and easy go. Wanna be well paid, make decent dough. Share gossip on the basis that's based on only for those who need to know. Breathe deep on decent pose. Set me off then watch how deep I go. There's a few we steer clear of. Still there's certain people we need to keep in tow. Ring him up and ask him if they've left yet. Better yet, get going with your best bet. Old school, get a pull, no names like a test press. No clue, going with our best guess. Head down and try provide. That's just what life is like. Leg work like to ride a bike. It all works best when you time it right. We throw shapes through the lines of blurred. We throw shapes through the lines of blurred lines. We throw shapes through the lines of blurred. We throw shapes through the lines of blurred lines. We throw shapes through the lines of blurred. We throw shapes through the lines of blurred lines. We throw shapes through the lines of blurred.
Great Skies, which means with by the way, just so you know.
It sure does.
It sure does. Just teaching Tom stuff.
I just didn't know X-Men. I thought X was in the name. Well,
yeah, it's very confusing because sometimes there are people like ex-ambassadors, for example.
Mm, or the XX. Is that the with? Oh, I know things.
Okay.
Yeah.
No need to bloom and show off, Tom.
Or it could be Franco Frey's kiss.
Kiss.
Great skies.
XOXO.
You know. He's a lovely guy.
Really Franco. Nice song also.
I want to get him in here.
He's going to come in here. Moving on swiftly.
That guy, go on.
Shall we do a little bit of
music, news and reviews?
No.
Okay.
No, I want to.
Let's not bother. Let's not bother. I've played the drop now.
We have to
should
now, don't we?
Probably should now. Oh. Let's kick off with a shout out to all the hip hop heads out there. This Sunday at the O2 Kentish Forum, it's the UK B-Boy Beatboxing Champions World Final. Weirdly, weird fact that none of you know is I actually went to this a few years ago and did some presenting, interviewed some beatboxers.
Yeah.
Very, very cool people.
It's one of those things when they're really good, it's like, wow.
It's unbelievable.
But they must, when they're practicing to get that good, they must really.
I think you must faint a lot because there's a lot of breathing involved.
Oh, there is.
I mean, there's breathing involved in day-to-day life as well, but you know, an extent.
They probably breathe more than the average person.
More slicker than your average at breathing, these guys are. And also, bigger than this, Talib Kweli is performing as well. I once walked past Talib Kweli in the street at Shoreditch High Street, and I thought, what a sexy mother.
Did you stop and say, can I have a photo?
I grabbed him and hugged him until I cried. No, I didn't. I didn't touch him. Didn't touch him anyway. Watched him walk past.
Do you find, if you find someone that you never properly met and you're not in a social scenario like that, would you go up to someone and ever be that person who wants a photo? Or you?
Oh, this is an interesting question. Okay. No is the answer. First, I don't ask for photos. Mm. But when I saw, recently I saw Steph London in a club and I'd never met her and I just went up to her and I went, really rate your music. But I think it's more okay when you do a job, you can be like, oh, I'm a radio presenter. So it's not like, oh, I'm just randomly coming up. It's like, oh, it's my job. So just, I don't look.
You're not just a peasant. You're.
Well, I am a peasant who's doing a radio show on the One Lonely Foobar Radio.
I embarrassingly, when me and you both were runners back in the day.
Yes, we were.
I thought I was just doing a one day on a show and it was Buzzcocks and I got a photo with Noel Fielding because I thought, I'm never going to see him again.
And then you went back the next
day. Then I was there for the rest of the series. Yeah. But I made a joke, which he didn't laugh at. So
okay.
I was like, oh, don't worry, Noel, I'll tag you in it. Didn't.
I feel like that's not a joke. I think that's just saying words.
Yeah, but thinking as if he would be like, thanks. But yeah, he was nice, but didn't laugh.
If I met Beyonce, I'd 100% get a photo. There'd be no question in my mind. I would be like, if for example, I was around her and you were there, I'd be like, Tom, just put the camera in your hand. Don't speak to me and just take photos constantly as I get closer and closer to her. So, you know, because I might not meet her, I might just stand near her, but it'll make it look like I've met her and I can put it on my Instagram video.
I feel like she's too big and she kind of had. Like,
what are you saying?
As in she, I just don't think she would do photos of people.
I think she does.
Do you?
She did photo with Adele.
That's Adele.
I'm like Adele.
Well, I mean,
with just without the talent or being very nice.
You're nice.
I'm okay.
Yeah, some layers of hatred, and then you get nice.
Yeah,
beneath that,
deep layers.
No, I think yeah, I can, I get that.
I'm trying to think if there's anyone else that I'd be super. Oh, I tell you for sure, David Attenborough.
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
But he would be so happy about it.
Yeah, I would cry probably to meet David Attenborough.
David A.
Luckily on this show I get loads of big stars in and I get to have photos with them because we have to have photos. They can't even say no because it's like part of the show.
Yeah. It's forced photos. Okay.
Abby's telling us a story about Fern Cotton. We're going to tell you in a minute. But yeah, forced photos. So like MIA, for example, who we had on the show,
yeah,
was one of my heroes. I absolutely love her and I got to have a photo with her.
Well, there's a whole video of you talking to her out there.
I know, so right?
If you want to see it.
It's got quite a few views. Go to Foobar Radio YouTube.
Why not? I want to know,
mm-hmm,
last request this week.
Oh, please, I can tell you. So this week, Tom Nozza thought of a very good idea, which also links to our video that's going to be out tomorrow. Tell him, Tom.
Well, for some of you who are in the know, it is National Sibling Week.
Holla!
So we picked some groups which have siblings within them.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I'm going to do yours first. Tell us about it, Tom.
That is Kings of Leon from the
That's his best radio voice.
Kings Leon with a Red Morning Light from the first album.
And tell us one about how they're brothers and sisters.
There's three brothers and a cousin in the band.
Look at that.
Yep.
Who have I picked?
You picked. Oh, well.
No, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, no, that's not me. Lips any girl, no, that's not me.
True.
I think I'm going to win.
Mike, can I tell everyone who mine is before you tell everyone you're going to win?
Yeah, go on.
Mine is Skepta featuring JME, his brother.
Which me and Abby didn't know were brothers.
No.
Me and producer Ab.
No. And Abby just told us a little story about Fern Cotton, by the way, walking along the street, just relating to our last subject, and saw David Attenborough. And she Snapchatted it because everyone is excited to meet David Attenborough, even people like Fern Cotton.
I imagine David Attenborough, if you dropped your shopping, he'd help you.
Yep.
And he's old.
And he'd speak in that lovely voice that he's got.
The orange rolled down the street.
That's quite good. Anyway, so go to the Twitter FUBAR Radio and vote for either. Oh, not the right one. Red Morning Light.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
no, that's not me.
Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, no, that's not me. Lips any girl, no, that's not me.
And it won't feature me rapping over the top, just so you know. JME Skepta.
Get your votes in, every vote counts.
Every vote does count. Last week I won by a landslide.
It is currently 2-2.
Is
in
it?
This. The tally I'm keeping. Yep, 2-2.
That's good. That's equal, because at first I really thought I was never, ever going to win. But I think now it's become more about the songs, not about me personally.
You picked some good songs. I think both the last time you won, I think, yep, that's fair. Yeah. There's never been a week I think that's a that's
except
a
for the week that you won and you were upset that you'd won. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
So moving on swiftly for a bit more of music news and reviews.
Music news and reviews.
Harry Styles of One Direction fame is dropping a new single tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Harry I love ya. Tomorrow, Harry Styles, you're a really nice guy.
Really like his baggy shirts.
Yeah, he's got a nice style at it, as what? He.
Yeah, he does. I'm excited and intrigued.
I think it's going to be good. He's a very talented musician and everyone's waited a long, long time for it. Also, I think the world's just going to implode when it happens because he is probably the most famous person in the whole world.
Yeah.
When you think about it, it's quite strange, but he is across the world in every country. Everyone knows who Harry Styles is.
True.
That must be scary.
Well, it must be nice.
How do you deal with it, Tom?
Well, when I walk down the street and there's people running up to me going, "Get out of my way, you're an idiot," I usually just
ask them for a selfie,
smile, and pick up their orange they dropped on the floor.
Everyone's dropping oranges today. So we're excited for that tomorrow. It's called Sign of the Times, and he will be performing the track on the Graham Norton show. Graham Norton is one of my favourite presenters of all time.
Yeah, I do like Graham Norton. He's a very likeable guy.
I strive to have the exact show that he does.
Would you start off with a naughty one, the So Harriet Rowe show, where you're a bit naughty?
Like, I want to be naughty. You
oh, a
know
double
me.
Ender. And then, and then you move on to more like...
Refined. Yeah. Also, he's the one that gets picked to do like, you know, he did the Adele interview and he does all the sort of serious stuff as well. Zayn, who is another member of One Direction, don't know if you know that, he lives in America now, potentially collabing with Justin Bieber and Nicki Minaj. How much do you care about that, Tom?
Not loads. I'm much more intrigued about what Harry's going to do. But you said something quite interesting about the release dates.
Yeah, apparently there's some kind of conspiracy that he has announced the single on the day that Zayn announced his single last year. And there's sort of various really weird stringing ties to him and Zayn releasing. So everyone thinks he's trying to usurp Jane? Who's Jane? Trying to usurp Zayn. But actually, I think it's probably just how releases work. They get released at similar times in the year.
Yeah, I imagine that's probably the peak time to release.
Can you sing Sign of the Times how you think Harry Styles is going to sing it?
Sign of the Times. Sign of the Times. Yeah. I think that's what you're sounding like.
That could not have gone better for me. That, I tell you what that is.
Banger, not ballad.
Top of the pops.
Literally, you are quite something.
So, if competition, Harry.
So watch out, you there. Da, 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 watch yourself.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued to see how that release goes, because Niall Horan didn't go number one, and everyone probably thought he was gonna with his release, but Zayn went straight up there.
Yeah, so you never know. Zane's like the Robbie Williams of the band, though, isn't he? He's the one that left a bit early.
Because he's naughty.
He's naughty, but he's nice.
Then he had beef with Nasty Boy. Didn't he?
Nasty Boy.
Isn't that a guy? The producer guy?
Nasty Boy.
Naughty, Nasty.
Naughty Boy. Naughty.
Oh, come on, that's so similar.
Nasty and naughty are two completely different things. You calling me nasty and you calling me naughty is...
Yeah, but me calling you naughty sounds inappropriate. Oh, you're a bit naughty, aren't you? That's
well,
horrible.
That's his name, so...
He's a naughty boy.
He is. So, I've interviewed him.
Have you? Was he naughty?
He was naughty and he was lovely.
Was he in a little bit of doing his tags on the wall?
No.
No, not that naughty.
He's not a graffiti artist, he's a musician. Okay.
He takes his craft very seriously.
Should we play some music?
Please, let's.
Oh, gosh. This next one is a girl called Maggie Rogers, and it's a track called On and Off. You can check out the video, which is currently available on the WW Wide Web, and it's really good, and she's wicked, so keep an eye out for her, because she's one to watch, because that's what we do on this show on Fubar Radio. We bring you the hottest, newest, freshest, most legit music in the industry.
To the masses. Now, there's not enough Maggies around, so...
I love the name Maggie.
Keep rocking, Maggie.
I actually might call my child Maggie.
Oh.
There you go.
Presents
the Hannah
This evening, I have Melanie Murphy in the studio with me.
You have an Irish accent today.
Ah, oh my God, everyone's going to be splooshing all over the place listening.
Her last drunk advice.
Oh my God. Do you remember Melanie's voice for her clitoris? What's the time? 6:05. Good. It's 6:05 p.m. We're not even 10 minutes into the show and we're like, Mel's clit voice.
Mel's clit. I just want to come, make me come.
I can't.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Splooshin'.
Sploosh yourself there. That was Hannah Whitten.
Yeah, a bit of splooshing. Bit of clits.
Oh, don't say that.
That's what she just said.
Yeah, but you saying it's weird.
It's not weird because
it is.
I go look from that. It was weird me saying the word.
Do you like that Maggie Rogers song?
I did. Yeah, it was popping.
Popping, popping, popping. I just want to play this for no reason.
And she had
do you like that?
Yeah. Why is that there?
Good job, B.
Because ages ago I used it as a drop and then I said to Nat, please keep that because it's really good for people with dumps like a truck.
And there's been a lot of them coming through here.
Yes, indeedy. So that was a lovely music and news and reviews. Thank you for listening. We've now got a bit of Artist of the Month.
Artist of the Month.
Now, I want you to go to the Twitter and tweet us and say whether you think that was live or a drop.
Because
I don't think you can tell.
Because, I mean, I didn't record for a while a jingle, which has been deemed...
No, but I'm saying that sounded like it was a well-recorded jingle.
Harriet, I was having some fun. And
I wasn't. I'm not having fun. I don't have fun.
Why don't we have fun anymore?
Just quickly, though.
No, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, no, that's not me. Lips any girl, no, that's not me.
Versus... National Siblings Week. That is our last request.
Banger, not ballad.
For this week. So go and vote, because if you don't vote, then you might hear a song that you don't really like.
Red Morning Light. Can I get Nat or Abby to find out for me what, in the lyrics of that, the chorus says, given all your cinnamon away. Can you find out what cinnamon is?
They're not your slaves.
I just want to know.
Back to Artist of the Month.
I'll keep you posted, listeners.
Very excited, because next week we'll be playing our interview with the lovely, lovely, brand new April Artist of the Month, Mabel.
Mabel.
Who is a complete babe. She's only 19.
Do you think she's ever played a Mabel?
What does that mean?
A Mabel is like... Cambridge unis, ooh, have Mabels,
yeah. Lots going
of
well.
Big fancy parties, Harriet.
No, I think it's just her name actually.
Yeah, but she could play one. Oh, it's Mabel at the Mabel. That's yeah. A nice bit of language.
We're all still here, guys. I hope you've not tuned out.
I haven't.
No, it was a good joke, Tom. I liked it. Well done.
Thank you.
She studied music production in Sweden because she's actually from Sweden as well. She lived in Sweden and she now lives in London. I think she's lived all over. She's a well-travelled lady. And she kept the fact that she was writing music a secret from her parents until she was 16.
That's just... Why?
You know her mum's Naina Cherry?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yes, incredible.
That's why, because the pressures of, you know, living up to that.
And her dad is the producer of... now I've forgotten the name of... Yeah, Massive Attack. Why did that slip out of my mind? Huge. Cameron McVeigh is like the producer of Massive Attack's first album.
Uncle Eagle Eye Cherry?
Yeah. Is that true?
Save Tonight?
Are you making that up?
No, I'm not making that up. Eagle Eye Cherry, love
that. That's so sick.
That is such a...
Basically, she's really cool and she comes from a musical family, but also has the most talent in the world. She's one of those people that's not just nepotism in any way. It's not even nearly nepotism. She's just frickin' talented. Very pretty. Very lovely.
Excited to hear her stuff and speak to her.
She loves Drake's new music, by the way. And she loves to wear nice clothes, unlike some, Tom.
Oh, I'm wearing a lovely new T-shirt. Everyone's like, oh, look, Harriet's wearing a very flamboyant, but lovely. Flamboyant and lovely can be hand in hand. Suit.
No, can I just say, the way you said that, you can't say flamboyant and go, no, not about, like, because what you mean is you meant flamboyant in a bad way.
No, I didn't mean it in a bad way.
Okay.
Your whistle and toot... Looks lovely.
Thanks, babe. Just to quickly go back, Mabel's EP, Bedroom, the Bedroom EP, is out on May 26th, so make sure you stay locked for that. And we're going to be playing a new single in a minute, but before that, let's talk a bit more about my suit.
I'll just say I really like it.
It's maybe we should swap outfits next week, because you're wearing a nice green, what brand is it? Fred Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Green Fred Perry top.
That's Fred Perry, and it's a pistachio green top. Thank you, Fred Perry, for providing this.
From a shop.
Hashtag ad. I had to pay full price for it. And too much for delivery, if anything, but
if I have to pay for delivery, I'm not buying it. Is literally my rule.
I actually wanted it so I could wear it for this. I wanted a new top to wear for today.
You're so
for
sweet.
No real reason.
You're really sweet.
I'm trying to keep up with the bloody rose.
Yeah. That's me, right?
Keeping up with the roses. Yeah.
Ooh, nice. My suit's from ASOS.
I like it a lot.
I love ASOS.
There's a pattern on it.
No, it's just the type of material. It's like sort of. This is fun for people who can't
see
me.
It really is.
Should we play the incredible artist of the month that is Mabel?
Yes, please.
This is Finders Keepers featuring Kojo Funds. Ooh, I like that. Bye.
Bye.
Mama, don't run away. See you in lingerie, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You got it, I want it. When I'm willing to put my all in, wanna see you in the mornings. It should be me that you're calling. You got it, I want it. When I'm willing to put my all in, wanna see you in the mornings. It should be me that you're calling.
Put your arms all around it, take it now that you found it. It don't need to be no deeper. It's finders keepers. Put your arms all around it, take it now that you found it. It don't need to be no deeper. It's finders keepers. It's finders keepers. It's finders keepers. It don't need to be no deeper. It's finders keepers. I got what you want. If you drop me, just drop me. I got what you want. If you drop me, just drop me. I got what you want. 'Cause I got you.
I don't need miracles from you. On me, don't feel like you need to try and numb me. 'Cause I don't need a spiritual journey.
of the month there, Mabel, with her track Finders Keepers featuring Kojo Funds. Joining us in the studio is Mr. Freddie Dixon. His debut album, Panic Town, is out tomorrow. How are you feeling?
Very good, thanks.
Excited?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, so you've been working on this for a little while. Tell us a bit about the process. How has it been? It's been quite cathartic to sort of get this one out.
Yeah, I just had a load of songs left over from my previous sort of record label, and it wasn't quite going how I wanted it to, and so I just went very much back to basics and just took all the songs back to my bedroom and worked them with my producer and got friends to record them, and now they all sound how I think they should have sounded.
Which I think is the most important thing now, isn't it? Sort of artists are taking back that level of creativity. If they feel like they're losing it, they're just sort of doing things for themselves and taking it all back.
Yeah, I'm sort of not really trying to do things for other people now. I'm not obsessed with making sure it's a global smash, you know.
Just making sure it's right for you.
No one's going to be Ed Sheeran, let's just face it.
And Ed Sheeran isn't even Ed Sheeran, is he? Because he's like, his thing is so eclectic. That's what I like about him, because he makes pop because he really likes it.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell he actually just really likes making that music.
No one could touch him. He's amazing at just writing the killer pop song.
And he's a really nice person.
But you're killer at writing doom pop.
Doom pop.
Yeah, this is the thing that I was really excited by, because doom pop... how do you master the art of being doom pop? Because it sounds like the coolest kind of pop
it
you
does.
Could be.
I think someone put it in an article when I first released my first song about 3 years ago. And then it kind of just stuck a bit. And I was like, actually quite like that. Catchy, but a bit miserable.
Yeah, catchy, but miserable.
Do you agree with that title? Or do you feel like, would you classify yourself as different kind of... I think doom pop is two great words put together and it sounds great. But do you agree with that classification?
Yeah, I think I want to write hooks and stuff that people remember, but the production is quite sort of dark and reverby and stuff like that.
Moody.
That's where
moody.
The doom comes from.
The doom.
Do you find that, right, because you write a lot of songs based around you and sort of things that have happened to you, this album specifically, right, is sort of a look at everything that's been going on in your career and in your life over the last couple of years. Do you find it takes a lot out of you getting these songs into the recording studio and getting them out?
I don't know. It is really cathartic. There's a way, when you're writing them, it is a bit like, oh my God, am I actually writing about this? But then when it's finished, you're like, you know what, this deserves to be as good as possible. And then it's kind of a bit of a release.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I can sort of let go.
So are you going to be having a million drinks tomorrow? You're going to be celebrating in some way, because obviously you've got the album launch party at the Finsbury, which is on the 11th of April.
Yeah.
But are you going to be just letting loose, going wild, wet and wild tomorrow?
I'm not sure how wet, but
I mean,
but wild.
I mean, it might be raining.
It might be wet t-shirt competition. I'm actually doing a little gig, just in Lion Records.
Oh, nice!
And just like that solo thing. Sort of everyone who's been involved and friends coming down. Anyone can come, just walk in, have a beer, chill out, see the record in the flesh.
When it comes to the writing process, because obviously doom pop and it's all very kind of melancholy kind of vibes, do you find it's when you're genuinely having a really nice, ultra-happy stage, writing's a lot harder? Because, I know a lot of songwriters really, can write well when they're heartbroken or whatever. That's when they get the best out of them. But if they're just chipper...
It's a lot harder to write a happy song.
Yeah.
I don't know. They sound a bit dark and miserable, but they're not. I'm a happy guy.
Yeah.
But, I can't write, in a major key to save my life. I tried it and it was rubbish.
I think it's always quite nice having, kind of happy lyrics, but to a minor key, though. If you probably listen to the lyrics, it's always nice to kind of have a mixture. Yeah.
It's kind of like comedians, because comedians get all of their material from being annoyed and sad. Like, a lot of the time it's like from being... And it's the same with musicians. It's like you kind of need to be annoyed and a bit sad to write the best songs.
Yeah, I've got... My housemate gave me this Stuart Lee book. And, he was talking about, that sort of crap job that you get so annoyed with every day ends up in comedians' work the whole time.
Yeah.
And they just sort of thrive off that situations, and it's a lot. Yeah, this ends up in their material a lot. So.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Must be like, it must be really hard. But on the flip side of that, you just dropped the Fuel video.
I did.
Which is wicked. It's beautiful. Tell me a little bit, was this you, or did you have someone come in and sort of bring in the ideas, or was this your idea? It's a very beautiful video.
Yeah, it was by an old friend of mine. We kind of did it together. I messaged him and I was like, look, I need a video. I've got next to nothing budget, and then it's like, do you know Hackney Showroom?
Yeah.
So I used to work behind the bar there, friends of them, and they'd lent me their little room, and and we just shot it in there, and we just went to the pub, and I had this idea of two characters, one sort of me when I didn't really know what I was doing, and then one when I sort of figured it out. And then I think he was like, well, why don't it both be you? And then I was like, well, why don't we just make me a woman?
And it's really good. It's really, really beautiful.
Yeah, when watching it, I was like, is that him?
Yeah, because like, you actually couldn't tell.
You pulled it off.
100%.
It was very weird. It was a lot of makeup.
Yeah, you looked great, babe.
Thanks, mate.
It's incredible.
Yeah, your pins.
Yeah, you got better legs than me, babe.
It was very awkward queuing up in the new look dressing room behind all the ladies with these dresses, and then two men going to a changing room.
Well, you looked totally babing. And you guys should go and check it out. It's on YouTube now. Everything is out tomorrow, so you can buy it on iTunes and everything. So everyone needs to go and check that out. Before we go, we're playing a little... we play a game every week, but also we do a little battle between the two of us every week. It's called Last Request, and it's like the last song. And I think you're going to win this round. It's the last song that we play, and we need you to help by picking which one you'd prefer.
Okay.
So it's National Siblings Week this week.
He knows that, Harry. You don't need to tell him. It's National Siblings Week.
Everybody knows that. Really popular.
I haven't got any siblings.
Yeah, and also no one has ever heard of this as a holiday. But we've chosen. This is the first one.
No, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, no, that's not me. Lips any girl, no, that's not me.
Jamie Skepta, that's not me. And then this is the other one, Red Morning Light. So Freddie, please help us. Which one would you want to pick? I'm gonna write it down on my piece of paper.
I was a massive Kings Leon fan growing up, but I do really like what Skepta's doing as well. And I think maybe he's sort of killing the modern day at the moment, so I'll go with him.
Ha ha!
Didn't think he'd do that.
I didn't. You turned it on its head.
Also, a question. Do you know what the lyric cinnamon means in that song? Giving all your cinnamon away. Any idea what that means?
No.
I never know what their lyrics are.
Nobody knows what anyone's lyrics mean.
It's a mystery.
We also play a game called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
I have heard this.
Freddie, we're good friends outside of here, but inside the studio, I'm not your friend.
I'm a dick.
You're not a dick. I'm a dick. I'm sending you to a desert island.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life on your own. And there's one song that's going to play over and over again. And you can't stop it. It's just forever and ever and ever. And it's the worst song you can imagine listening to forever and ever and ever. So, Freddie Dixon, what would be your desert island dick?
Is it to give to you to annoy you?
No, it's you. It's you. You're on the desert island. You've got to listen to it for the rest of your life. And it's like the worst thing you could imagine.
Crazy Frog.
Yeah, this is a popular choice because it is...
I knew it would be. That's
mind,
a bit boring.
But it's mind-numbing. It's like you hate it on the first listen, so imagine it on the millionth listen. Mm.
I never liked that song by The Rasmus.
Oh, In the Shadows.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That used to really annoy me.
How does that song go?
I've been watching.
I've been waiting. I think that's a tune. But that's got to be your desert island.
It is not a tune.
It's not a tune.
I think that's better.
He wore feathers in his hair.
Yeah. There were so many bands like that, though, that were just absolutely fantastic. One-hit wonder bands.
Evanescence and Nickelback era.
Oh, Evanescence. I was a big, big fan of Evanescence.
I think I saw a tour poster for Rasmus the other week.
Shut your face.
No way.
They're still going.
We should all go.
Yes.
The Venger Boys are still going. It doesn't mean that you know. Let's anyway.
Let's go in the shadows.
We're really excited for Panic Town to be released. Everybody needs to head down to the Finsbury on the 11th of April because that is the official album launch.
Full band.
There'll be Lols, there'll be bands, there'll be Freddie Dixon.
Two really good singers, my friend Seraphina and a girl called O Sister.
Amazing.
And they're beautiful singers.
Well, everybody needs to get down there. And we're now going to play, because... We
in
love
the
video. In the Shadows by Rasmus. No, we're going to play Fuel because we love the video.
Oh, thank
Freddie,
you.
Freddie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Oh, cheers. Actually, do you want to intro this for us?
Okay.
Can't remember it.
This is my single Fuel. I'm Freddie Dixon. Thanks to FUBAR.
Woo!
Running away, running away from here. Has it ever crossed your mind how you could change? How you could change? It's clear, but I know your type from the way that you are. So kind, then the moment you start to find it's not all that you thought it was. You're unscared of the worth you've lost, but ain't that the fuel for someone like you? Oh, hold every doubt, stop playing around, stop saying it's all for you. I can see right through the wall and I can do without. You are the one I can do without. Promise the world, promise the world to all. Up the arm with their passionate eyes. You put yourself before. I know what you're like from the way that you are. So kind. Not all that you thought it was. You're unscared of the worth you've lost, but ain't that the fuel someone like you? Oh, whatever he does. I can do without. You are the one I can do without. But if only your love was the kind that I could keep calling out, then the weight on your world would be rising. I could reach for you now. But even when your words don't hate, still your return you crave. But ain't that the fuel for someone like you? I hold every doubt, stop playing around, stop saying it's all for you. I can see right through the wall and I can do without.
FUBAR Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
We are joined by one and only Doc Breezy. Doc Breezy, yeah. No? One of the original Poisonous Poets, by the way.
Well, one of the two founders, really, is me and Reveal. And then he was just always around, but Ferrer was just never really on it.
Is Ferrer coming back then? What's going on?
Ferrer's never coming back.
Nah?
Nah.
What do you think that's about? Is it just like...
You know what? It's not even a rap thing. It's just... It's not part of his life. Like, it's... You know, for some of us, it's like... We live this. Like, I can't help it. Because it's a part of me.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I grew up in one hell of a family. You'd envy us, alright. All three girls are looking for trouble. But we came home every night. I don't wanna wear your
Lucy Rose there, Floral Dresses, featuring The Staves, brand new song from her. Hope Tala is joining us in the Fubar Radio studio. How's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for having me.
It's a total pleasure. We were just talking about your very cool top.
Thank you.
Illegal Civilization.
Illegal Civilization, repping, yes.
Yeah, always. It's nice.
Thank you.
I want one.
Plain white for the summery weather.
And also all white everything. You're wearing white trousers as well. Very nice.
Thank you.
Everyone can pull off white jeans, but
no.
You're rocking it.
I don't think I've got any. I need to get some. I can't pull it off like you, though.
I think you could.
I've got pink jeans, like light pink.
That's quite a look,
but
I think.
I just worry about sitting in, like, something.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's the thing. I'm always worried. That's why what I do is I wear a big shirt over the top.
Yes.
So in case I sit on something muddy, I can just throw that over.
Oh, she's...
Top tip.
She's so prepared. Not only a talented musician,
thanks,
but she knows what she's doing when she's out and about in the normal real-life world. So, talking about the normal real-life world... Mm-hmm. You're actually at uni.
I am. I'm studying English at Bristol.
Which is a great uni.
Yeah, it's great.
And you're making bangers.
Thank you.
By the way, I call everything bangers. I don't necessarily mean the normal description of a banger.
Mm.
Some people don't like that word, but I just...
I like it. I use it all the time.
Okay, fantastic.
I'm up for it, yeah.
We're on the same page. So we wanted to ask a little bit about... Because you've gigged a lot in Bristol and London.
Yeah, a bit in London. Not so much in Bristol, but hopefully soon I'll start doing more.
Have you done a couple there already, though?
No.
Oh, you've done none?
Actually, no, I have done one in Bristol, but mostly, like, a couple in London. But I'm just finding my feet with gigging at the moment. But it's really fun.
But also, it must be a bit weird, because you're from London, right?
Yeah. I'm born and bred.
Whereabouts are you from?
West London.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I always think people are really cool when they're from London.
My geography of London is terrible.
Yeah, so
I just don't know where places are.
Well, you know what west means, don't you?
Yeah,
like,
I know. That
north,
means right.
East, west.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
We were going to ask about the different styles, but I guess if you've only done it once, you might not have seen the full plethora of Bristol. But
I haven't.
Do you like performing in London? Do you like London crowds?
It's great, yeah. I mean, I just love performing in general and gigging, and, like, the adrenaline's great, and just being able to, like, have a moment and, like, connect with people with music, I think, is really good.
I feel like your music is very connecting. It's sort of got that element of... Even when you're listening to it when you're not with me, when I'm listening to it when you're not there.
Thank you, that's so great to hear.
Sad, because I want you to be there while I'm listening to you.
I'm there in spirit.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Fine.
But it's really connecting. I also like on your SoundCloud, you've written trying to make your day a bit groovier.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to improve everyone's day, make everyone's day a bit happier. Just because I think all the time when if I'm ever having a bad day, I'll just pop on, like, Stevie Wonder, Don't You Worry About a Thing. Like, just, you know, something groovy to make you feel better. So that's what I mean. A lot of my songs are quite sad, but I think that still, I think
no,
that
I'm
hopefully
feeling,
it can,
I'm,
like,
it definitely makes me feel groovy.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Making your day a little bit sadder wouldn't be a great thing.
No,
to have
I mean, on a SoundCloud page, I don't think that's the, like, the vibe I'm going for. But
trying to make you sad, but sometimes you need to listen to sad songs.
True,
you do for like therapeutic. Yeah. Yeah,
but I wondered what makes you feel a bit groovier.
What makes me feel groovy? I think other music, like just listening to some, like, I don't know, Erykah Badu and some India Irie.
Yeah.
Neo-soul music is my thing. Or just, I don't know, going out, going clubbing, dancing.
Getting on the theme.
Even just dancing in my room. Like, my parents are always playing music at home, so just grooving with them.
That's cool.
That's cool. My mum tries to dance and it's really
sweet.
See,
I've got the coolest parents on the planet. Like, 100%. My dad is a very good dancer. My mum is also a very good dancer, so we're always having a good dance.
That must
at
mean
home.
You're the best dancer.
Yeah.
You sound like you're the best. God, give us.
I don't know what my brother would say to that.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of rivalry. But I think I'm pretty good.
I can imagine you are. Me and
Thank
Tom,
you.
Not so much.
I
really.
Am terrible.
Specifically, Tom.
I can drop it, but.
Like it's hot.
But I save that for special occasions.
For other times that aren't now. So what are you up to now musically? What are you working on?
I'm just continuously working on stuff. At the moment I'm focusing on like writing a lot of lyrics, and so all my lyrics come from poems that I've written beforehand. So I try and like write as many poems as possible, like every day, putting them in the notes on my phone and stuff. And then I just like even one line in a poem that I've written I can make like a whole song out of. So I expand it. So writing a lot of poetry at the moment, just like kind of playing around on my instruments and recording stuff in, and like just seeing how things progress, and like looking forward to collaborating with other people and doing my own stuff. So yeah.
Do you find that obviously you study English,
mm-hmm.
the kind of topics you're studying at the time will reflect in your writing?
I think so. I think
to be or not to be.
Literally, no. I do love a bit of Shakespeare, but I do think that a lot of the stuff I read has a big influence on my lyrics. Mostly poetry, but also like plays and novels, and yeah, whatever I'm reading I think does have an influence.
That's cool.
And it's good to do English to like, because it really ties in well with my music stuff.
Also, it helps to know words. I know that sounds stupid, but it really helps to actually just know
have
different words.
Have a good
words.
Vocabulary. Yeah. Like, yeah, definitely.
That's the way you say it. I'm like, it helps to know words, like vocabulary.
You've used the word plethora 4 times
yeah,
in the show.
Yeah, see, that's a good word.
You've
used it a lot.
So you could use other words instead of plethora. You could use like myriad, cornucopia.
Here she
like,
is.
Whoa.
I'm living up to my reputation.
You're
English student.
Quite flabbergastedly amazingly. That wasn't a word. Neither of them. So what's been the most exciting thing so far since you've started to... Because you've just been putting stuff up on SoundCloud,
yes,
and people have just...
New.
Yeah, and people have started sort of picking up on it. I found you just on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love your stuff. But what's
Thank
been
you.
The most exciting thing that's happened so far since you started putting stuff out?
There's been a lot of cool stuff. I think maybe the most exciting thing was when one of my songs called Peace Freestyle was played on Beats One Radio. And then, yeah, I played on the radio for the first time. That was really cool. Had a bit of a cry about that. It was on Pharrell's radio show, Other Tone.
Whoa.
Which was quite cool. But obviously, you know, being here is really cool. And like,
we're quite cool, yeah.
You guys are really cool.
If you don't cry in this show,
if
I'll
you don't leave and burst out crying,
I will. Don't worry. I promise. On the tube home.
I really hope you just send us a little selfie.
I will.
I'm just having a cry.
The artwork on your Facebook and on your SoundCloud, mm-hmm. I really like. Is that? Did you do that? Or
the like painting?
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a girl who I found through Instagram called Layla So, and she's an incredible artist. And I really liked her stuff, so I sent her a message one day. I was like, hey, can you do me a painting? I'll pay for it. Like, I want to use it for my music stuff. She's like, yeah, sure. So she did, and she's great. And yeah, check out her art on Instagram at Layla E. So.
Ooh, yeah.
She's great.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool that you can reach out to people on the social media.
Creative's just hanging out.
But it makes it so much easier, because instead of like searching around and being like, oh, I don't know what to do for this, it's like, you know, you've got it there and then.
Exactly.
Now, Hope, will you help us with something?
Of course.
Please.
At the end of the show, we play a last request song.
Okay.
And we go into a battle every week. This week is National Siblings Week. Did you know?
No, I didn't know
No,
that.
Of course you didn't, because who the fuck knows about National Siblings Week? Except for us. And we've decided to choose two songs that relate to musical siblings.
Sure.
So the first one is...
No, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, no, that's not me. Lips any girl, no,
yes.
That's not me.
I love that song.
Jamie Skepta.
I think that one's one, but go on.
And this is the next one, Red Morning Light. She's doing a courtesy head bop. So can you let us know which one you would like as the last request today, please, Hope Tyler?
100%, that's not me.
Yay, I am winning again. Win, win, win.
Absolute banger. Your word.
See?
It's a good word.
Banger. Me and Hope Tala hitting it off.
Yeah.
Tom's fully loved out. And we play another game on this show. This game is a little bit different. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Hope Tala, I'm sending you to a desert island. On this desert island, you can't ever see anyone again. Hey. You've got one song playing over and over again for the rest of your life, and it's the worst song you can imagine hearing for the rest of your life.
I already know.
Oh, yes.
She's So Lovely by that band.
Scouting for Girls.
Oh, I hate that song.
Terrible.
Why did you know that?
Because I know it.
Everyone
loves that song, and I just don't get it.
They don't love that song.
No.
No one loves that song.
Okay, it's not a thing. But it's a very good choice for Desert Island.
It is a very good choice.
I'm glad.
I like that you had it and it was just like there. That's the best ones. Because a lot of the time people come in and they're like, I'm not saying the one that I've got in my head in case they're listening.
Well, when would you ever, like, the Scouting for Girls?
They're never listening to the show.
But that language is like, what are you doing? Just going out scouting for girls?
Yeah, it's creepy. It's creepy. Yeah. I've never thought about that.
I didn't think about that.
So second reason why you're on a desert island dick scouting for girls. There you are.
Scout for some self-respect.
Wow.
Here he is. Taking names. So what are you up to now? What's coming up over the next few months? Are you going to be doing any gigs in London that we can come to?
I hopefully will be doing some gigs. Hopefully doing a lot, just recording stuff, and hopefully going to the studio at some point. And yeah,
just keeping things going,
continuing to be grooving and making music and being happy and young.
Yay! Oh my god, I love having you in the studio.
Keep it grooving.
I love being here. Thanks.
You just make me feel really happy. We're probably gonna have to play some songs though now.
Yeah.
We're gonna play From Romeo.
Awesome.
Can you introduce it for us, please?
Absolutely. This is From Romeo. I'm Hope Tala. This is FUBAR Radio.
Woo!
Two households both alike in dignity in fair Verona, where we lay our scene. When I met her, it felt like a dream. Never have the grass looked so green. They say love is born in the unlikeliest of places. I say it was born with a smile on her faces. I told her hit my line up anytime, any place. Miss, come to my ends, we can get back to basics. I never knew we'd die together, but from then I knew it would be a forever thing. Had to rush home so I could buy her a wedding ring. She'd be like the queen of Verona and I'd be the king. In a world of pain, Juliet makes me sing. Take it back to when it was just you and me.
Take it right back.
I said I had the methods to help her be free. Oh, Juliet, don't you agree that I'm the one for you? It's plain to see. Oh, Juliet, don't you agree?
Oh, Juliet, don't you?
I know House Montague ain't for me.
Ain't for me.
Capulet isn't for you, so come on, let's tell them we're through.
For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
Joining me now live on FUBAR Radio, on the phone we've got Hon. Boys, how's it going?
Very good, yeah. How are you?
Really, really well. It looks like you guys are super busy right now, bouncing from country to country on tour. How's it all going?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, we've never ever been to this many countries before in such a short space of time. So it's really, really fun. We just got back from Asia. We did a little run there, and then we're off to America in a week or so. So yeah, it's great, really exciting. But also, we're trying to squeeze in writing our next album as well, which is happening, kind of in the gaps.
Yeah, well, of course, Warm on a Cold Night absolutely smashed it. It went down so well. Your fans were loving it. It's been sort of reviewed really highly across the board, really. As a debut album, that must have been really exciting for you guys to have your first, you know, your first real album put out be so well received by everyone. You know, like Fader, Clash, DIY, ID, everyone's picking it up and playing it.
Yeah, it was really, really exciting. And it was the first sort of proper piece of work we'd ever put out at all in the past. So, yeah, really exciting to finally get an album out there.
And you guys have been working with some great vocalists already. Izzy Bazoo, obviously we're going to play your track with her in a little minute, and Jones. Is there anyone else you would sort of absolutely die to collab with? Maybe some of the UK artists that are hitting it very hard right now. Is there anyone you'd sort of say that you were desperate to get in the studio with?
Well, there are people that we are... So for the next album, we're working with a few different people. And we've got... I'm not sure we can say anything just yet, but... we've got something coming out next week with a guy from the US. He's a rapper, and he's amazing. And he's fairly new on the scene, but he's done
he's
so
big,
well.
Yeah, quite big in America at the moment.
Yeah, in the last year, he's just done really, really well, and he's got a couple of really amazing tunes.
Ooh.
So he's done something for us recently, and that's coming out next week. And then, yeah, in the future, there's definitely going to be more collaborations with... Well, we can say she's a girl and she's from the UK and she's also doing extremely well at the moment.
Ooh,
it's exciting.
Yeah, sorry,
we can't say anything. Yeah. Rubbish, really.
But I kind of like it. Well, number one, I kind of thought I'd tricked you into saying something then because you almost got there, and then I was like, no, they're too good at this. They're too good at this. But
I thought you tricked him.
Were you like punching him in the leg while he was talking? Like, stop!
Andy,
don't say anything.
Stop.
No, it's so exciting for us though. Even though we don't know, it's so exciting to hear that you guys are working, because obviously, you know, you're a pair of boys that know what you're listening to, and you know how to pick up big and exciting artists. Because both Jones and Izzy Bazoo, when you guys worked with them, were you know, doing incredibly well, but like definitely new onto the scene. So you're obviously good at picking out these new upcoming artists.
Yeah, it's something like we really try and keep on top of new music and like checking out what's coming through and like looking at Hype Machine and all that kind of stuff to find new people and new talent that we want to get involved with.
Hype Machine's the one, isn't it, as well, for that kind of thing?
It's great. Yeah, it's really, really good.
It was like what happened before.
It's kind of started, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you can find so much good stuff on there. It's really, really cool.
I saw you guys also recently were supporting the Love Music, Hate Racism charity campaign, which obviously uses music to celebrate diversity and combat racism. Is this something that's important to you guys with your sort of platform to promote amazing charities like this?
Yeah,
definitely.
Like, it's extremely important, and we definitely want to do more of this in the future, like, regardless of which charity it is. I think it's just extremely important to make awareness of it, and especially if you have platform to display it, it's important for people like us and other musicians to use that for other people.
Yeah, for good.
Yeah.
You guys are too nice. You're good at making music. You're doing charity stuff. It's too much. And you're making us a new album. It's just too much. So tell me a bit about this new album. How's it coming along? Are you guys enjoying being in the studio?
Yeah, we really are. So our sound has evolved a bit. We didn't want to just stick with... We didn't want to do another 12 tracks of the same kind of sound, if you know what I mean. So we've moved it on a bit. And I'd say the next few songs are going to be a bit more upbeat, like a bit more uplifting and up-tempo.
Yeah. Part of the last record, for me, had like a kind of party vibe, but we've kind of, at the moment, we're pushing that to the ultimate limit, seeing how party we can go. There's a few more upbeat numbers, and then, I'm really excited about it, and I think we're pushing ourselves to try and make it as interesting as possible.
Yeah.
Which, you know, everybody should do.
We've been, like, talking to, like, other instrumentalists that we really respect and stuff as well. Who we just, like, they might be in LA, or some of them live in London or all over the place. But like trying to get them involved as well, just to bring something a bit unique to each track.
I think that's the way the music industry is going, isn't it? Because it used to be all about creating that same style so that all your fans stick with you. Like, you know, in the times of like the Beatles and stuff, they sort of stuck with the vibe that they were on. And now it's all about changing it up. Every album needs to be a different thing, and it's kind of exciting because I absolutely loved Warm on a Cold Night, and it was much more of a you guys sort of expressing your feelings through the music, and sort of it was quite in many ways quite lovey-dovey and you know, emotional. So I loved that, but it's also exciting to hear that, you know, you're going to bring out some summer bangers.
Yeah, definitely. It's like one of the first bands that me and James, when we first met, properly connected over was Radiohead. And I think they're a great example of a band that over the years has like tried to almost redefine themselves with every album that they've put out. And yeah, they're someone that we look up to really in that respect.
Totally.
You don't want to look like a one-trick pony, do you?
No. Well, I'm really excited to hear the new stuff. I'm so excited. Tell me a little bit about what, other than being in the studio and getting the new album out, what are you most excited about for the rest of the summer?
I think, well, Coachella is a big one.
Yeah, that's soon.
That's in a couple of weeks.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Because you think it's basically already summer, although it isn't. It's the festivals do actually kick off like now in and around the world.
Yeah. You don't really think about it, but then like when our festival season ends, it kind of all kicks up again in like Australia and Asia and all that sort of stuff.
It's just never ending.
It's really weird. But we've got some big gigs later on in Asia. Like, for some reason, gone down really well there. So we're playing some arena shows over there kind of towards the end of the year, which is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cool. So there's lots of things that'll be really fun and
boys,
life-changing experiences.
Now, oh, life-changing experiences. That's
well, I think so.
Definitely that was
incredible.
Yeah,
Andy. Yeah, what's going on?
No, this is wicked. Talking of life-changing experiences, you guys have obviously gone from strength to strength. You're getting bigger and bigger. And I know when artists get bigger and bigger, their riders get bigger and bigger. So I was hoping you guys might divulge to the FUBAR Radio audiences what is on Hon's rider.
I'll be honest, Arthur's honestly getting smaller. we don't need that many beers. We never drink that many beers. It just cuts down and down. We're gin and tonic drinkers.
Yeah,
that's our drink of choice.
Very sophisticated.
Yeah. Along our backing vocalist as well. She loves it. And then, we're trying to like keep ourselves from dying on tour. Because if you're away and you're gigging like five nights a week and you're away for 3 weeks or something and you're eating like crisps and chips and pizza every night, then we will die.
or come back twice the size.
Yeah.
Or just really tired all the time.
Yeah. But we asked one thing that's quite like, we asked for like a local like cuisine or whatever, just something that's
local delicacy.
Yeah, so the place that we visit. So that's quite nice.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't work out.
I can imagine. What's the worst one you've ever had? Or maybe not the worst, but the most uneatable.
No, I can tell you. We were in Taiwan recently and they provided some local plum juice. And I was like, oh, well, that sounds lovely. And then tried it and it honestly tasted like cigarette, like water from a cigarette stream.
Yeah. Yeah. And the promoter who got it, he was like, yeah, it really is disgusting, isn't it? We were like, why did you get us that?
He was like, you asked for it.
Yeah.
And the other thing, in Indonesia, we went out for lunch and ate copious amounts of chicken satay, you know, on the sticks with the peanut sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the rider at the gig was chicken satay for dinner. And it was like, oh, my God, I cannot eat any more of this.
24 hours of chicken satay.
Yeah.
Before you go, boys, I play a little game on my show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And I was hoping you guys might play with me.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bit racy, but then when you realise actually what the game's about, you're like, it's quite boring, it's not very racy at all.
Okay.
I'm sending you two to a desert island, and on this desert island, you're stuck with one song on repeat for the rest of your life. What would be your desert island dick?
I mean, I feel sorry for him because he is quite a funny man, but especially on Twitter, but James Blunt.
Poor guy.
I can't hack that song.
I don't think he can. To be totally honest with you, I really don't think he can anymore.
Have you seen his Twitter account?
He's the funniest man on Twitter, hands down.
He is so good.
Yeah.
But I think that's almost why his album is going to do well, because he's so... He just hates everyone on Twitter.
Yeah, he's great. Someone tweeted, like, let's hope that 2017 can't be any worse than 2016. He was like, unlucky. I'm releasing an album in 2017.
He's amazing. Also, he did say about that song that it's, if anyone thinks it's romantic and wants to play it at their wedding, that they're sick and twisted. So that's what he thinks of his own song. So, guys, I think that was a very good choice for Desert Island Dick. Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us, and good luck with the rest of your tour. I mean, ongoing tour for the rest of the year, basically, constantly bopping around.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to seeing you at some of your London festivals in the summer.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can come and visit us in the studio when you're next back in town.
Yeah, we'll have to catch up again.
Yeah.
Wicked. Thank you so much, guys. We're gonna end the show with Someone That Loves You.
Great.
Thanks, Harriet.
Cheers. Bye.
Presents.
Ian Boldsworth.
You stop putting pictures of John Holmes' cock on my
screen.
Sorry,
Abby put something for me to read on the shared screen, which is man with a 20-inch
right,
penis.
Abby,
so
you shouldn't be joining in with this sort of stuff.
Yeah, look at that.
There goes.
Well, what's all the wrapping around it?
With bandage. It's too heavy to stay on, probably. It has to be bandaged to keep it on.
Can I quote back to you what you've just said?
Sorry, yeah.
And Julie just said it. The man's penis is too heavy to stay on, so they bandage it. Tell you now, the reason is not because it's too heavy to stay on. What is going on in this place?
Every Monday.
Ian Boldsworth.
From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Money Step Rockets there. Rainy Milo joins us in the studio. Your EP, I Knew I Had a Heart Because I Felt It Breaking, is out tomorrow.
I know! Technically midnight, so I'm going to stay up tonight.
Yeah, ooh, late night. Yeah. I don't know why I was like, ooh, after 12 then. So what are you going to be doing to celebrate?
I don't know. I don't have any celebration plans.
Why? You've got to go for like your favourite meal or have your favourite drink or something like favourite that you can do.
I don't know. For me, it even being out is like a celebration enough, just sitting at home knowing it's out now.
Yeah.
Like, that's a celebration to me.
You must be so excited.
I really am.
How does it feel to... I've always wanted to know, because I talk a lot to a lot of musicians whose EPs are out, yeah, you know, very soon. I don't know how to make an EP or a song or how to make music in any way, shape or form.
Right.
Thank God, because it would be bad. But how does it actually feel when you've done this body of work and it's finally coming out and you can actually say, my music's out, you can go and buy it?
Yeah. I mean, depending on how long you spent working on it and how long between that time of knowing it was finished and it actually coming out, for me, it feels like a weight off of my shoulders, and not in a bad way. It just feels like a relief to know that other people are finally hearing what I've been listening to for months, you know? And it kind of, even though I wouldn't say you get bored of the songs after a while, but you've heard them and you've heard them so many times that you know them inside out. But then when other people who haven't heard them hear them for the first time and start talking to you about them, it breathes a new life back into these songs that are old to you as the artist.
Yeah, I guess they'll perceive them in a different kind of way. And
exactly.
Then, yeah, that's cool.
Different kind of way.
Different kind of way.
Swimming On Me is kind of your latest single,
yes,
from the EP. Now, you said about it that it was one of your most in your feelings moments, and you can tell because the song's quite personal.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be that personal and let that part of you out when you know it's sort of like actually part of you that you're giving,
yeah,
to other people?
I mean, it's definitely scary. I initially write these songs, you know, I never pretend and say, oh, I'm doing this for the fans. I write songs because it's like self-healing for me. And so I write for myself, but then when I release it in the hopes that maybe somebody else will connect with it and it might make them feel good or better about something. And so that's why I do it. So even though I feel scared, I'm doing it for that reason. I'm like hoping I'm helping someone.
And I guess your other people are sort of taking from it what they have experienced in their life,
mm-hmm,
you know, and,
yeah,
and interpreting it in a different way,
yeah,
which must be weird for you because you've written it from this like probably quite specific stance of,
yeah,
someone or something that's happened that's led you to feel that way.
Yeah.
So it must be quite cool that other people are like, oh, this is how I feel when I hear,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I actually love when people sort of project their own things into it. Like, oh, this reminds me of the time this happened to me. And it's like, I actually wasn't talking about anything similar to that. But I'm glad that it helped and was a template for your feelings, you know?
Yeah. And you're having your own headline show on May 3rd.
Yes, I am.
Very, very exciting, at the Arch Space.
Yep, in Haggerston, East London Tings.
Which is... I used to live in Haggerston. I'm cool.
Hey.
And there is a lot of great new music happening there. So it's a perfect place to be having your first... Is it your first headline show?
No, but it's the first time that I will be performing these songs from the EP live. So it feels like it's going to have the nerves of as if it was the first time.
So it's even bigger because it's like it's a headline show and you're doing these for the first time.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's so... Gosh.
In London. I'm excited.
Golly.
And what kind of thing can we... For people who haven't seen you live before, what kind of thing can we expect from your shows?
Well, you know, I have a band that I always usually perform with, a bass player and a keyboard player, pianist. So I like to really make sure that it sounds like real music, even though I still have the track there. And then sometimes I might whip out my dances. I don't know. Depends, ooh, how I'm feeling. Depends.
Well, ooh, if you're needing any more dancers, Tom and I, uh-huh, are available, free and willing.
Ooh, I'm missing one dancer, so I might have to pick one of you.
Oh, my God. Let's have a face off.
Hey.
You would win, I'm sure.
I would. I've got some moves.
I think you would. Seriously, I think you would.
My locker is full.
He would not win. So you're also busy, busy girl working on your debut album right,
yeah,
now.
Well, it's actually my sophomore. So this EP serves as a prequel to,
ooh,
the second album. Yeah. So it's kind of like the first chapter.
So how does it, how is it going to translate with this EP? Is it sort of an extension? Are you going from the thoughts and feelings you've had in this EP to more so, or is it a completely different vibe?
Well, I would say it definitely continues on from where the EP leaves off, but the subject matters in the album, I'd say, are a bit more branched out. It's not so relationship based,
ooh,
as the EP. Yeah.
With the writing process, is that part of it that you really enjoy? Like you said, obviously after a while with recording everything, that you can get a bit like not bored of the songs, but you know, is that the process you really enjoy, the writing process, or is it live gigging?
No, I definitely think I like being at home and in the studio. I'm more of the recluse type person. Like, I'll hide away in the summer in the studio. So I definitely, that is my favourite part of what I do. Yeah,
that's cool.
Creating it.
With the EP, because sometimes like it's nice and sunny today. We're all repping some summer kind of, well, you're in a suit.
Repping.
So, repping, that came naturally
to me. You should
say
that more often.
It suits me. but like, would you, because sometimes with an EP, like you get a really summery EP, so you kind of like, so you're like, what would you, what's the word I use, sorry. What would you partner your EP with? Like a best way to listen to it? Would it be a summer's day? Would it be a barbecue? Would it be a frosty morning? Like, what's the best way to get the most out of the EP?
Oh, I would probably say, you know, sometimes in the summer when the mornings are a bit chilly and there's still dew on the grass outside, is that? It's for those days.
Which is one of my favourite moments.
I love that too. I used to notice it on the way to school and I loved it.
And it's like really quiet and sort of like chill. Oh, I'm looking for, I'm going to do that.
Hey.
When it comes out tomorrow, I'm going to listen to it. So you were 17 the last time you released a sort of body of work.
Yes.
How much have you changed? How much has your music changed?
Well, I'm 21 now and I would say it's changed a lot and I really hope that people can hear the growth. I mean, before I would always say, oh, I'm so open and vulnerable on these records, but I feel like now more than ever it really actually is. And I almost kind of laugh at my older records. I'm like, oh, you thought that heartbreak was really deep, but you didn't know what was
you
to come.
You didn't know what was coming.
Yeah,
you must be. But can you relate to the tracks still? Can you still see yourself in them? Or is it like, no, that is not me.
I can still see myself. It's almost a bit like, oh, I remember that old me. It's just like, as if it was like a mini robot me and now I've like upgraded.
That's quite, such a good way to describe it.
But it's quite nice to have a little, like, for stages of your life with the EP that reminds you of that time, like it's a little diary of
exactly.
What's going on.
I always say that I see my music and the projects that I release, they document a time in my life. And so, yeah.
I saw you worked on the London campaign with Misguided as well.
Yes, with Jordan Dunn.
Such a babe.
She's fire. I mean, I didn't know what a supermodel meant until I met her in person. And then you're like, damn, that's a supermodel.
And it's funny because it was like, obviously, Kate Moss, Naomi Campbell and all those guys were like my, you know, when I was younger, they were like the supermodels. Yeah. And now it's like Cara Delevingne, Jordan Dunn. And they're so cool.
Yeah.
It's like superhuman, isn't it?
No, literally, I was going to say, she's like in the nicest way. It's almost like an avatar. Like you're so tall and so beautiful. It's just like, are you even a human?
I actually once saw her. I mean, you've worked with her, so you know much better than me. I saw her in the flesh and she was just wearing a hoodie and jeans and I was like, shit.
Right.
I was like, can I swap faces with you so that I can look like that in a hoodie and jeans, please? She's gorgeous. How did you get to working on that project?
I just had a friend that said, you know, you should come down. Like, Jordan's trying to, like, pick girls. So I came by and then she is the creative director of this, like, whole campaign. And so she decided to pick me and a few other girls and I was really stoked.
And I really, really like it as well. I watched the video. I also went down to the party, actually, when she did the little Misguided party.
It was such a great night.
It was. I felt horrible for about 3 weeks after that. Fashion Week, did Fashion Week for the first time, nearly died. So, win-win. On this show, we're playing a couple of games. I hope you don't mind.
No, I'm down for the game.
Okay,
I'm
so
down.
The first one is we play a song at the end of the show called Last Request, because it's Thursday. We want everyone to get, like, ready for Friday.
Okay.
So we pick a kind of banger that they're going to enjoy, and we go head-to-head every week. This week is National Siblings Week.
Okay.
Which you probably have never heard of, because it's the most ridiculous naming of a week ever. But we decided to theme it on that. So this is the first option. This is Skepta and JME. No, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, no, that's not me. Lips any girl, no, that's not me. So that's one option. Or you can go with Red Morning Light. So which one will you pick for us, Rainy Milo?
That's not me.
Yay! God, I'm really winning.
Think about it a little bit longer.
No.
I think you rushed
no
that.
No one is voting for you,
no,
Tom.
Again.
Oh, no, but he's won quite a few times. It's not always me. Mostly I don't win.
Okay.
So this is good. I have picked a really... To be fair, it's a hard one because Skepta and JME, it's...
Yeah.
Look, he's gutted.
I can see the eyes.
It's fine.
You look really sad.
It's from an old FIFA game,
but
if that helps anyone.
Oh my God.
No?
Yeah, no, I don't know what FIFA is. Okay. Don't tell me anything about it either, please. Okay. No, but sometimes you win.
I've won a couple
you
of
won
times.
When we did Venga Boys versus yeah. S Club 7 he won with Venga Boys
okay yeah.
which is there's a lot wrong with that
I know my shit when it comes right? to Venga Boys
S Club 7 didn't win
no. yes and I picked a oh no it wasn't S Club 7 was it
going
Steps
to, going to
oh right
that's why I didn't win
yeah
this is the next game which is a little bit different okay. it's called
Desert Island Dicks
Rainy Milo Tom and I are going to send you to a desert island
yeah
and on the in actually 10 minutes so you should pack your bag
okay
in, on this desert island you're stuck with one song for the rest of your life but it's the worst possible song you can imagine and it's played over and over again forever and you can't stop it
right
so Rainy Milo what would be your desert island dick
so how oh what would be the worst song
the oh. first one that comes into your head is usually the one
Red Moon
I
Light.
Can't think of yeah. something that I really really hate
It's a toughie because a lot of people choose songs that they actually really like and they know that if they heard it over and over again. For example, mine's weirdly Hey Ya by Outkast because I DJ and I DJ it out all the time.
Right.
So I hear it so much that I'm like, oh no.
Oh, okay. I can't even remember the artist's name right now.
No, it's
you
okay.
know the one that's like, wish I was a little bit taller.
With Skilo.
Yeah, because I always hear that in the clubs and I yeah. am done.
But it is so good, but it is so annoying if you hear it over and over. And it's yep. like 7.5 minutes long.
Yeah.
The original.
And for some reason, DJs love to cut up songs in the club, but yeah. they'll let that one really play out.
Yeah. I'm going to slice this really good song in just after 30 seconds, but here's 7.5 minutes.
Yeah.
but it's probably because they've like gone for a fag break or something. They're like, oh yes, this is a perfect song. I can put on and just leave for a bit.
Definitely what's going on.
Well, that's a very good Desert Island Dick. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us.
No, thanks for having me, guys.
Congratulations on the EP, which is out tomorrow, everybody. And we can go and check you out live.
Yes,
on
May 3rd.
Yeah, May 3rd. Oh my God, and it's such a good space.
Is it? I've never been
oh,
before.
Oh, it's wicked.
I'm excited.
Love going to see music in that area. Also, out afterwards, have a bit of a vibe. Hopefully it'll be sunshine.
Yeah, it should be very warm by then, going yeah. by today.
And we're going to play a bit of Swimming On Me. Will you introduce it for us?
Hey guys, this is Rainy Milo and we're playing you Swimming On Me.
Woo!
Let you go. Say you really love me, and it kinda shows. But really, I know more than I've been letting on. I already knew what it was when I met you, boy. You show up my house, then run your mouth. All this affects me, boy. I gave you chances after chance. Why did I let you, boy? Now I ain't got the time, I ain't got the time to keep you in my mind, keep you in my mind. You said there weren't that deep, so why did you go? Swimming seas that we both know were really shallow. You said there weren't that deep, so why did you go? Why did you go swimming on me? Swimming on me, swimming on me, swimming on me, swimming on me. Let you go, but this is something I had to learn on my own. Thought that you could fool me, boy, I was thinking grown. So what are you doing now that the time has flown? If you're lonely trying to talk, please don't hit my line. If you only wanna f***, please don't waste my time, cause I don't give a f*** why you always lying. Used to be me, now it's you that's crying. Cause I ain't got the time, I ain't got the time to keep you in my mind, keep you in my mind. You said it weren't that deep, so why did you go? Swimming
seas that we both know were really shallow. You said there weren't that deep, so why did you go? Why did you go swimming on me? Swimming on me.
Sunday, Living Out Loud featuring Sia. Jackal joins us live in the studio. Boys, the Kierans are here, guys.
The two Kierans.
The two Kierans.
That is the best start for a band. Two people called the same name.
Yeah, it makes
sense.
Or did, it
very
you, easy.
Did one of you change your name?
No, we. It would probably be easier if one of us did change our name.
You kind of did change your name. You
I did. I get called K by the band to save confusion.
I was about to say the two K's are here. The KK are here, but I thought, borderline.
Also Special K, which is that drink that's very strong.
Yeah, so we've got Jamie, Liam and Calum in the other band, so we don't have another K, unfortunately. Well, no, actually, very fortunately we don't.
Yeah. No, it'd be good if you were just all called Kieran, so maybe they should change their names to Kieran.
Maybe.
The five Ks.
The five Kierans.
Yeah. Truth. I mean, maybe there won't be any mix-up with our name now, because everyone always says, kind of, is it Jaquil or Jackal? It's most definitely Jackal.
Yeah. I said that, though.
You smashed it. But, you know, we do get, like...
So you better listen, people. It's Jackal.
I think in the video...
Stop pronouncing it wrong.
The video, I think I said... Which is coming out, I think I did say the wrong word.
Oh,
all right.
I'm
fine.
Sorry.
Did you say the 1975?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's weird. I was like, I don't think, no, I think that's a different band.
Right, is
there a guy called Kieran in that band? I don't think so. Every Time We Talk, your latest single is out now, and it's part of another three singles which are going to be coming out staggered for the rest of the year.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, hopefully before kind of summer well and truly hits. Yeah. We kind of want to hit it fast and hard. We're not about waiting around.
Talking of summer. Mm-hmm. I really like this track. It's got a distinct summer vibe to it. Also, very 80s movie. I sort of imagined it being like in the intro of The Breakfast Club, the film.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like when they're walking in slow motion, but it's like a, you know, it's a good slow motion walk.
Yeah, who's out there just now? Human League. Just take them out in like the remastered edition and just put in Every Time We Talk as every song on Breakfast Club soundtrack.
It's actually not a bad idea. We just like would overdub every 80s movie ever with like Terminator 2 was 1991.
Fuck. I will take the rights for whatever you do though, because I did suggest it, just saying.
And you have proof.
And I have proof live on the radio, FUBAR Radio, ladies and gentlemen. So let's talk a bit about this track. Where did it come from? What's your name? Where'd you come from? No, where did it come from? How did this sort of... Because it's a lot of fun.
Yes.
So do you guys like having fun? Is that why it's such a fun song?
Mostly we just kind of stay in our basement studio and just conjure up sort of like just dark tunes, and then we sort of all get together and then make it happy, I guess.
Oh.
I mean, well, Every Time We Talk is actually... it's actually quite a sad song.
Because, in the lyrics it is, but it's in the vibe that it's kind of...
But like that's kind of what we're all about. We're kind of about the upbeat vibes, but...
The juxtaposition.
Yes, exactly. The best pop songs are the kind of the happy, sad guys.
Yeah.
And it's something we kind of live on.
Do you tend to write the lyrics first, or did you come up with the... So you tend to do the lyrics first, if it's a bit darker, and then you get the riffs going on, and then you get a bit happier?
So with Every Time We Talk, it was actually a jam that we had for a wee while. This kind of loop. And we knew it was super 80s, and then we kind of came with the melodies after, and we just kind of went for it. We're sitting there, and we thought, this is a jam. This is just going to be a jam that we're going to perform live. And then we thought, nah, screw it, we'll release it.
It wasn't even going to be something that we were going to release as an official single, and then it just kind of, it just felt...
It felt right for like the first of the four new tracks that we're going to bring out. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, to start with a bang.
Also, guys, can I just say that I'm pretty sure like Oasis's Wonderwall was one of their biggest songs they weren't going to release because they thought it was rubbish, and then it was their biggest song ever. So,
I think that we might be catching up with Wonderwall actually.
You're doing the right thing, guys. Put it that way, okay? You're doing the right thing. The video's a lot of fun.
Yes, yeah. Well, that was another one that we made ourselves.
Yeah.
So we love, we're very hands-on in the band. So that was Jamie. He just kind of spent his time sort of clip-stitching everything together. I think, with like the whole little bits of nostalgia that are in there as well, like Aladdin and all the copyright infringements that we probably get in trouble for. We haven't, I don't think we've like reached the views yet to kind of bring it to the notice of Disney.
I think there has to be a certain amount of time it's on the screen in order to get properly fucked. So I think
he knows about this stuff. I don't know why, but
probably Jamie knows about that stuff as well. That's why it's so short for each bit.
It's a really clever video because that old Tommy boy over here makes videos and stuff.
Hi, man.
I watched it and I thought I'm going to be able to say stuff because usually he talks about the cool stuff about videos. But I really, really loved this one because it was so different from I mean, I love the band ones as well, where it's just like, you know, singing and doing it as a band, but it was just sort of a bit different. It was like a lyric video, but almost like you were in a karaoke bar, and it's like that vibe of it when it comes across the screen and the pinks, and it was just, I just liked it a lot.
Yeah, that's definitely what we were going for with that one. I think we were pretty happy not to be in this video and just sort of, yeah. I think the karaoke thing was a very early idea that was, it wasn't like a last minute thing that we put together.
We had a haggard bunch as well. We're not minging.
No, you're not. So. You're gorgeous.
Do you think, like, a lot of bands, because some bands are really, like, ultra serious with the videos and they want to be like, well, no, we have to do this to look cool. We can't do that, because it'd be like, do you think some bands take it a bit too seriously? Because I find it very refreshing watching that video, because you're like, I haven't seen anything like that as well. It's good to see.
Yeah, it's a bit goofy. pardon the pun. I think, like you say, we like to have a lot of fun with it.
You like a bloody laugh, don't you, Kieran?
Exactly, yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Just like having a lol.
Yeah. I think that we did actually, like, because, you know, we've been together a wee while, and I think that we did spend a lot of time, like, maybe under, maybe taking ourselves too seriously. Or, like, worried about the moves we need to make. And now I think we're at a level where we're just, you know, we want to do what we want to do. And, you know, if people don't like that, I mean, a room full of people arguing lasts longer than a room full of people all agreeing.
Ooh,
as they say.
That's nice. Profound.
I know, sorry.
No, in a good way.
I'm going to keep
that. No, I'm being serious. It's very exciting when things like this happen on the show. With us two, it's very much bollocks way through. I really like the single because it makes me happy and sad at the same time. And everybody else seems to be liking the single. You're getting a lot of great feedback from the media.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
And the people. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to have a good reaction to something that you've made?
I think especially with this one, where we kind of did it from the ground up ourselves, produced and mixed and everything, it's very gratifying. Yeah, it's nice. Nice that people like it.
Loving it.
Yeah.
Kieran?
Yeah.
No, it's just a really good... I don't know, we sit on things for quite a while, and I think we get in a bit of an echo chamber when, especially like Kay was saying, we... doing it all ourselves, it's like we have our five opinions all bouncing about, and then you release it and you're like, is it good? Is it going to be good? I think it is good. We believe it's good. And then when you get that feedback instantly of like the fans loving it and new people as well, you know, like yourselves, just kind of like taking it in and understanding what we're about. It really pushes us on to kind of keep releasing music and keep what we're doing. And I think we're doing it for a long time, as long as we kind of keep seeing growth. I mean, if we were to release this track and then all of a sudden everything got shut down.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. On that note, you've got another three singles coming out. Tell us a bit about them, or can you not? Is it a solid secret that we can't know about?
No, I don't think it's a secret. I mean, I think that it's something that we're currently working on as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a very... oh, dare I say, organic thing.
Ooh.
I know, right?
No, so. It's good. Organic's a great word. I love organic food.
I love organic energy. We're just sort of producing it ourselves, like the videos and everything. So we're kind of like taking it as it comes. We definitely have like a sort of mandate for each track, but we hold ourselves... we have very high expectations of ourselves.
With you guys doing all the self-producing with the songs and the videos, is this crafts you already knew, or have you kind of learned it from being in the band over time?
A bit of both, really. I mean, we've all come from musical backgrounds, but at the same time, like we moved out to London a wee while ago, and I think being able to network and chat to everyone like we have, we kind of like soak it up like a sponge. And then use it in our own music. I mean, especially with production, like we had a few singles out last year, and the guy who worked with us on them, Jamie Snell, like our drummer, is like kind of taken quite a lot of, like he's soaked up a lot from him in terms of his knowledge. It's all really useful, and at the same time, I don't think that we're closed off at all to kind of that looking for the words.
Organic
impression. Organic. Flange.
And are you guys going to be getting out there and doing some gigs that we can come and watch you at over the summer?
We are actually playing next week in Dalston. And birthdays on
great
the,
venue.
Yeah, yeah. We played there before and it was tidy. That's on the 12th. So is that right? 12th.
Yeah, that's Thursday next week.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Oh, damn, I thought I was being so clever knowing the date in a week in advance, but I didn't.
And it's Liam's birthday, the guitarist, the night before.
So it's going to be a big night for Jackal.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's our first London show since... I think the last time we played was Hoxton in...
Another good venue.
Yeah, yeah, great venue in November. So we're really excited to get the new tunes out to the fans and people, you know, the new people come down to the gig as well. Live is something that we're very passionate about. Like, that's... We've tried for quite a long time to inject the live aura into... the recordings, and it is something we've struggled with in the past.
There's definitely the energy is definitely there.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's kind of like now that's coming to a very, it's coming to fruition, that kind of whole phase. Like, you know, we're really understanding like how we can get that across.
You've planted it, now it's growing organically.
Now it's blooming. Look at this. Beautiful. This is beautiful. Now, boys, we need your help because we play a little song at the end of the show called Last Request, mm-hmm. and it's a song that we battle to win.
Can you not let me down? Because I've been let down by every guest so far.
You can shush. You can't say that because then they might guess that your shit song is the one they should vote for. So we choose a song each and we battle against it, and whoever wins gets to play their song. And this week it's National Siblings Week, of course.
Is it?
The fuck knew, hey?
I know.
So we've chosen two artists that are siblings. So I'll play the first one for you. This is Red Morning Light. And the other choice is That's Not Me, featuring JME Skepta. No, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. So, Jackal, please help. Kieran and Kieran, which would you like to hear for your last request?
I think I know what you're going to pick.
You know what I'm going to pick already. Yeah.
Should we give them
are
one
happy?
Each?
Are you happy with that?
We'll give you one each.
Oh, really? But then that's a split. A split opinion instantly. We already know.
Let's go. Tell us.
So, Kay's vote first. You go ahead.
Go on, Kay.
First, Kieran.
I think for the sake of uniform decision, I'm going to go with your one and say Skepta.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
That's fine. Oh, man.
Are you Skepta as well?
Well, it's all about the London vibes, you know?
Yeah. Sorry that I'm a winner. Really I'm just not. A winner. Thanks, guys.
You have to run back to Cambridge listening to Kings of Leon. What do you think of the new album?
It's all right. It's like...
That's the thing. Skepta's new album was...
really good.
So
you fucked it.
Yeah, but FIFA.
Oh, stop talking. That's true. Oh, look, the first people to get that joke.
I know, it's not a joke. It's
just a serious fact.
Real life.
The other game that we play is called Desert Island Dicks. Jackal, you're going to have to answer on behalf of the whole band. Sending you to a desert island, and on this desert island, you're stuck with the same song for the rest of your life, and it's an awful song. It's the worst you can imagine having to listen to for the rest of your life. So, Jackal, what would be your desert island dick?
We were discussing this a minute ago. I think we've got maybe a mega mix.
Ooh.
We couldn't decide between two songs.
You may have a mega mix.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake's Dance and Pharrell's Happy, just on loop, one after the other.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, though, totally agree with that. Yeah. Because they're two exactly the same song, pretty much, at the style. Yeah. And they're all about being happy and dancing. And so you just don't want someone telling you about
how does dance go again?
I get when you dance.
I got this feeling up in my bones.
Okay, it's just like you sound a lot better than you're singing.
I'm not sure. A few years in,
That is a very, very, very good choice. Also, the first time we've ever had a mega mix on the show, so I'm very impressed with that. Thank you so much for joining us.
Not pleasure. At all. Thank you for having us.
Please, can you introduce your brand new single for us?
So this is the. To Kieran from Jackal with Every Time We Talk, our last single. Have a great night, guys.
Woo! FUBAR Radio. Jackal, thank you so much for coming in.
Cheers, guys.
I love this song. Feeling, 'cause I hold a
Every Time We Talk by Jackal.
There it is. What a summer banger.
There it is. Look, see the energy in that song, like they're saying. I can feel that.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun to listen to. And the Kierans are lovely.
They are. Those bloody Kierans.
The bloody Kierans were, weren't they, from Jackal? Did a very good Desert Island Dick, a mega did. Mix.
We have never had that.
I want to play a game with you, Tom, that you've made up.
Yeah. I want to play a game with you, which was inspired by Mr. Bob Dylan. Have you heard of Bob Dylan?
No.
He's written a few songs, like Baby Baby with Justin Bieber. Was it
featuring Bob Dylan?
It was. He did the rap in it.
Yeah. Well, anyway. I thought that was ludicrous. It was Bob Dylan.
No, you're wrong. But anyway, he won a bloody Nobel Prize.
Of course he did. Nobel or Nobel?
Nobel.
Yeah.
There's no bells there.
No bells. Ding dong.
Nobel Prize. And he went up there to receive it wearing a hoodie.
Of course he did.
Now, some people think that's not a big deal. I think that's fine. But I think if you're going to win a Nobel Prize...
Nobel Prize.
It's hard to say. If you're going to win a prize of any kind...
It's a Nobel Prize.
But you should wear a suit. Like you're wearing. Yeah, you could wear a suit like you're wearing. So I was thinking it's quite inappropriate. I wanted to play a quick... You can call it a game with you about... I'm going to give you situations... And like occasions, and I want you to be inappropriate.
I'm going
to
be inappropriate. You don't need to tell me, sir.
So you're what you're wearing or what you can bring with you.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one's going to be a children's party.
Okay. So a children's party. I might wear the Scream costume from Scream.
Okay.
Scare the kids.
But they didn't know what that is because they're a bit young.
Have you seen the Scream costume? It's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Either way, obviously they haven't seen the film, but they're going to be scared by someone wearing a big cloak and a terrifying ghost mask.
A wedding.
The thong from Borat, you know, where it goes all the way up. Is that the right thing?
Yeah,
where he wears that green thing.
I thought you were going to say like a wedding dress. That'd be a bit...
Oh, that would have been good. Stop trying to second guess my... game. Okay.
A courtroom for a really serious case. I'm not going to say what it's about, but it's a really serious case. You're part of the jury.
Okay, the outfit that Britney Spears wore in Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah, that'd be your
schoolgirl outfit.
What? I'm just here to judge you.
Hit me whatever, bitches, yeah.
Awake.
Oh.
Not saying that you're awake.
I thought you were trying to wake me up. That's a real tough one. I might just go for a completely random one and go dressed as Einstein because I think it would be weird and people would question it more than they'd question an uncomfortable... It's not like, oh, she's being rude. It's like, why has she come dressed as Einstein? Like, with the moustache and the hair, like a proper wig, you know, properly dressed as Einstein.
And the last one, if you were a headmistress and you were given the first assembly to the first year students.
To the first year students.
The first time they've seen you.
First time they've seen me. Oh, that's really tough.
Mm.
Can I dress like Donald Trump?
Yeah, you can.
I dress like Donald Trump. Just to show them what a real dickhead looks like.
Yes.
Because they're obviously going to think the headmistress is a dickhead. I didn't, but, you know, he's a dick. That's what I'm saying.
Mine was.
What's yours?
I liked one. One of my headmasters was really nice.
I liked all of mine.
Yeah?
Yeah. My auntie was also one as well.
Oh, that's why, yeah.
Right, it's time for the end of the show. And guess who's won? Last request.
Me!
No, it's me. That's right. International Siblings Week has been won. The game Last Request has been won by me. That's Not Me, featuring JME. You can catch our video about National Siblings Week on the FUBAR Facebook. Thank you and good night.
Thank you and good night. Bye.
Bye.
What you mean, what you mean? Yeah. Skepta. One line flows, yeah, I got some of those. You get me, Jamie? Easy. Nah, nah, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear Gucci, I put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me. It's the return of the Mac, I'm still alive just like Tupac. Girls in the front row, girls in the back. Spit one lyric, everybody's like brap. Flashback to the cold nights in the trap. Now I'm in a new whip, counting a big stack. Yellow gold chain and the diamonds are black. Jack me, nah, you don't wanna do that. Anytime you see me wearing a glove, boy, better know I ain't come here to fight like Jet Li. Spray this till the clip is empty. I know you get what I'm saying, you get me. Love for the G's and the N's, but we don't love no girls in the N's. Last time I fell in love with a skep, but trust me, I will never do that again. No, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear LV, put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me. See me, I come from the roads. Pricks wanna try and put Skepta on hold, but no. Bad boy, I've been one of those. Wake up, cool, you will get one of those. One to the eyeball, one to the nose. I don't really care about your postcode. Take your girl, no dinner, no rolls. 2 minutes in my bedroom, no clothes. Girls everywhere, girls in the club. Looking at me trying to make a black man blush. Girls on the high street, girls on the bus. But these niggas wanna hang around us, that's us. I don't wanna see a Stone Island, cuz man talk shit, I just smile and flush. I'm looking for a girl with the X factor, but I don't judge like Simon does.